He's had a couple throws today, maybe the injury.
Perry was way up there. Here's third and nine, and a deep ball. Right back to McLaurin in stride, and he's down at about the 17-yard line.
I told you he has no issues throwing it accurately.
G&D, welcoming you back on The Fan. Jay Gruden's on the show in a half hour. We are with you until 6:30 tonight. Thank you for making the program part of your day. The show's going to be on the road again on Friday. We should let everybody know we made the announcement on Friday afternoon where we'll be this week. But in case you missed it, Fairfax, we are coming for you. Stop number three of the Friday field trip series. Craft House Fairfax on November 1st coming up this Friday. We had a massive turnout in Leesburg.
We did.
It was tremendous. We had a really, really good turnout in Manassas. We're 2 for 2.
We did.
We have had tons of fans come out to each of these two events over these first two Fridays. So Craft House, Fairfax, Friday, stop number three. No pressure, Fairfax.
But some pressure.
We consider you, if I could use a political term, closing in on the election, a bit of a stronghold, Fairfax. And by the way, I agree with whatever you guys do.
You know what I hate is the thing you hate.
It's funny that I'm voting for the exact same person of you.
Down the line, your opinions match mine.
Every person you bubble in on the ballot?
All of them.
Me too.
Same. Edem. So listen, I'm a Fairfax resident. Don't you screw me on this one, Fairfax.
Welcome back to Virginia, by the way.
Virginia's doing great. Just they should tax more things.
But welcome back to Virginia.
I'm happy to be here, but we got speed cameras now. Listen, Fairfax, don't screw me on this one. You hear me? This is Fairfax resident Fannie Mouye, a.k.a. Ranald Douye. All right? Don't screw me on this one. Palace Way, Fairfax for Craft House. That's where we're going.
Cannot wait for Friday. These have turned into mini pep rallies.
Seriously, that's what... Sorry.
It's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
The team keeps winning. Everybody thinks they're going to win again.
Everyone has an adult soda. And it's like, they're going to win 77-2.
Good.
They do, kind
of. Bring it on.
Yep.
I don't want to pretend like 6-2 is easy because nobody knows better than us here in D.C. 6-2 is not an easy thing. That's an accomplishment. It should be treated as such. Washington has not been 6-2 since 2008. On top of that, they're on their way, it looks like, to double-digit wins and a playoff berth. It would now be very surprising if Washington didn't make the playoffs. And that's not a, settle down, Grant, it's too early. It's not week three. It's not week five. We're talking about week nine of an 18-week season. We're about the midway point after this coming week. And on top of that, the 77% likeliness to make the playoffs in some of the algorithms that the analytics site do say it's perfectly reasonable to say the expectation should now be the playoffs. Because, Danny, respectfully,
yeah,
for all the people that decided this was going to be a 4, 5, 6-win year, whatever they thought, and let's just monitor the quarterback. Let's see at the end of the year what we think of Jaden Daniels. Maybe we can decide once and for all if he's the guy or whatever that is. Cool. Time to reassess. You figured the first part out.
Yeah, sorry. We're here.
He looks like the guy, and they've already got their 6 wins that a lot of people rejected them for. I had them at 7-2. That would mean they go 1 for the rest of their season. You now have to change the sight line. You do.
Yeah. And they've earned that, right? And you give them credit for it. So just looking at talent, I mean, who knew this everything would fit so perfectly? Who knew that the rhetoric about culture and brotherhood, the type of things, quite frankly, around here we roll our eyes at? Every coach has come in and given that pep rally speech. Every coach has cut that promo. Remember Eric Bieniemy's opening presser, where he's like shaking Terry McLaurin's hand after the fact, and there's camera footage of him talking about how they're going to do these great things together, and everyone watching it gets chills, I'm sure. Right? I mean, everybody said the same thing. Joe Witt wants to arrive violently. The guy before wants to announce his presence with authority. The guy before that wanted to attack downhill. The guy before that said, we're going to dictate to our opponent. We're going to be tough. We're going to play physical and fast. Everybody said the same crap. So forgive us if it rolls out one ear and through the other, whatever the expression is. Forgive us if we're not trusting at this point. And so looking at the talent, looking at some things where you go, okay, maybe they're really pushing all in for future years. Anybody who knew that it would go this well should be buying lottery tickets and retiring on an island tomorrow, right? The fact is, you're here. You don't apologize for it. You go kick ass. You go straight what Dan Quinn says, and you put the word ASS in front of nearly everything, and it works somehow. You know, it's awesome. It's going so well, and that's kind of the point here.
Being at that stadium yesterday, everything feels different.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, everything is different. I don't think that's figurative. I think that's literal. What I mean by that is I'm watching a team at Northwest Stadium, not FedEx Field.
Right.
That's named the Commanders, right? Not the Redskins. That's wearing black and yellow. I guess gold. Should I say gold? Looks kind of yellow.
It's yellowing.
But wearing black and gold, we'll call it. Not burgundy and gold. Owned by Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and that group of hogs. Not Dan Snyder. Run by Adam Peters, a general manager. Not Goose Allen and all the other ham and egger 9-to-5 jobbers that came before him. Coached by Dan Quinn, not Ron Rivera. Quarterbacked by Jaden Daniels, not the litany of jabronis that have tried out the position and tried it on for size over the last several years. I mean, it is actually different, truly. There was a moment at the stadium yesterday. If you guys were at the game, you felt this, you saw this, you lived this like I did. I don't know if you guys saw this because it was in a stoppage on the broadcast at all. The lights completely went out in the stadium. And it felt for a moment like, oh no, the power just went out. That's literally what I thought.
Uh-huh.
All the lights went dark in the stadium like they do at so many other indoor facilities now. And even here at Nats Park this year, they got their brand new LED lights, so they're able to do this for the first time. The Nats and the A's were the last two teams in Major League Baseball without those lights. And they do the big, cool red light show when someone hits a home run now, and it goes dark and flashes. It's awesome. It really adds to the experience. They have never at that stadium done that, to the point where I just texted someone to try to figure out, was there a new tech that they got in season? Was, you know, there a new addition to the LED lights this year? And this is the first time at night that it's either been dark enough or close enough in a game or both where the Venn diagram worked and that center was, let's do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was honestly correlated to the blackout and them wearing black. I'm not really sure. But they've never done what they did. They basically turn the lights off, and then they do like a light show and the ribbon board. It was awesome. Like, fans were kind of looking around. And the first thought, Danny, was, of course,
oh, no.
They lost power. Somebody plugged something in, and there was one too many things in sockets.
FedEx done happened again.
And we just got FedExed. And then right away, the light show starts, and the music starts blaring, and everyone's like, wait, they're doing this on purpose. Wait, this is a light show. This is like what they do at college games that are fun to go to. The whole thing's different. And it's starting to feel like, I don't know what's changed. It certainly couldn't be that Dan Snyder doesn't own the team anymore, and that's lifted. But something's changed, and the football gods are smiling down on the boys a little more often.
There's no other way to describe that. That elusive thing that the previous mouthpiece, old Larry Michael, used to talk about, Skins Tangibles, that stupid made-up term. But what we're really looking for is the thing you can't explain.
Right? Right, which is an easy thing to dismiss because it is not tangible or real.
Right. So, somebody,
it's one of those, you know it when you feel it.
100%. As somebody that I love information so much, we should never hide from information, even if it doesn't help your case. Information is lovely. It is so wonderful. We should always be welcoming more of it. This can't be put onto a spreadsheet. It can't be put into the food that you consume or the analytics of football that Ron Rivera tried to read a study up. You can't figure it out. There's that magical needle, right, as it's moving on the scale. And it's hard to keep it in that zone because if you get too overconfident, then you get out of the zone. If you sort of don't do all the work that it takes to stay right there or you have a key injury, then you get out of the zone. But when you're in that special spot where the needle isn't really moving, it's in that magical little green space, and you get this, the catchphrase, the rhetoric, it's real this time. It's working. It's not just something they say. It's real.